You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Monday, the government announced a surprise decision to allow Auckland high schools to apply for permission to bring Year 12 and 13 students back to school during the Level 3 lockdown. Response to the decision has been relatively mixed so far, with some principals applauding the option to keep students caught up, while others say it presents an unnecessary risk. Auckland Grammar Principal Tim O'Connor told RNZ that he was ecstatic and outlined a few of the ways that particular school would accommodate returning students. The plan is to keep classes small, with less than 20 students per class, each with at least a metre between them inside and 2 metres outside. In terms of scheduling, it presents a whole other issue, with teachers only being associated with one group of students and a limited number of classrooms. Auckland Grammar has said that they plan to bring students back for just 1 day a week to ensure that they get some face-to-face time, and that could potentially be for just one class. These stipulations have left some schools wondering if it's all worth it in the first place. Albany High School Principal Claire Amos took the opposite position to Auckland Grammar, calling it an unfair decision. In particular, she highlighted the 10-person limit placed on weddings and funerals, saying it's unfair to allow schools to continue with these limits placed on others. She pointed out that the flexibility of NCEA meant that face-to-face contact wasn't strictly necessary.
How difficult is it for schools to make this decision? Because I guess it's being pulled in opposite directions.
Yeah, and I think it's a really unfair decision to make. We're seeing our communities make massive sacrifices, businesses making sacrifices, families who are limited to 10 for funerals and marriages, and yet we're willing to risk the safety of our community to let bubbles of 20 exist in schools. You know, I just don't think that's a fair decision to place on our principals. We have so much flexibility in NCA in how we can deliver our teaching and learning and respond to the needs of our learners that we don't need to put our communities at risk.
That clip was from RNZ's morning report yesterday. But what do students think? To get a feel for how the students are responding to this change, I tasked our resident youngest producer, James Tapp, with talking to a couple of students from Epsom Girls Grammar. This is Ella Bepko, an NCA Level 3 student, with her thoughts on returning to school early.
I think it's a good idea because I feel like school students kind of need to be at school and have the teacher kind of contact so they can ask questions directly and get better learning than at home. As long as they do it right, it'll be fine. But I think the classes will have to be a lot smaller and maybe for people who really need the teacher-student contact, not like everyone, I guess.
In that clip, Ella points out a possibility for returning students to opt in. There is genuine concern from a lot of students that a lack of direct feedback from their teachers will make them fall behind, while other students are perfectly comfortable working from home.
It's kind of worrying sometimes it's really hard to stay focused at home because you have all of this freedom that you can do, but you still have to like choose to do the work, but you don't know if you're doing it right because you can't really ask a question, and emailing the teacher is kind of back and forth and not easy to kind of explain what you're having trouble with, so I feel like it can be quite easy to fall behind.
Amelia Tapp, an NCA Level 2 student, also at Epsom Girls, has a similar viewpoint, but thinks the decision isn't practical.
I think it is a good idea, theoretically. Execution-wise, I think it is impossible. Especially in condition to my school, we have very small corridors, very small classroom, large number of students. And personally, it would be really hard for me to be at school and not to interact with someone else. And I feel like they think it can be done. They think they can safely distance students. But realistically, you're adding an unneeded cause. If you can work from home, if you can school from home, you don't need to be going to school. You're adding another risk where there doesn't need to be one, if that makes sense.
Auckland Grammar's plan is to allow students to attend school for one of their classes once a week. The rationale is that students are able to complete work more effectively when they can get direct feedback from a teacher, though as Amelia points out, this isn't true for everybody.
And then it gets to the point of, is it necessary? So one class for 20 people for, say, an hour, what is that going to accomplish? When you counter in transiting to school, and when you factor in everything that takes just to get there, you could probably get more work done at home. And personally, I work better at home. So that 1 hour would really just not be healthy. And I feel like there's other uses for that time.
The conversation about opening schools during lockdown, albeit in a limited capacity, prompts some comparisons to what other countries have been doing during their much longer and much more severe outbreaks. Amelia is a United States citizen, currently living in New Zealand, and shared her thoughts about how they're handling education during the pandemic.
So I'm going to talk about America, because that is the country I know the most about. I can see the need to open up schools. America has been in lockdown for about their version of lockdown for about 6 months. And, you know, their school year, they went home March and they still haven't gone back. So I can see kind of why people think they need to go back, but you're in a bigger risk for less benefit. And, you know, again, you can do these classes online, especially in schools where it's elementary and middle. They do not need to be in school. And I'm sorry, kids do not know how to wash their hands properly or to not take off their mask if it gets itchy. They don't know how to socially distance. And, you know, when you get to college level, you're obviously more equipped to handle things like this. But again, if you can do it online, it feels stupid to be going back to school and putting yourself in harm's way.
The United States had some schools reopen despite the ongoing pandemic around the country, which led a lot of students and staff getting sick. Since then, a lot of US schools have considered going remote once again. Obviously, there's no real comparison in terms of outbreak here. As it stands, New Zealand has little to no community transmission, and as such, there is little risk as long as schools adhere to proper guidelines. But it does represent a shift in the way that education is delivered in 2020. There is a lot of resistance to remote learning, both from teaching staff and from their students, but Claire Amos pointed out on RNZ that there is a very real possibility of remote learning becoming the norm for the foreseeable future.
Our young people have a lifetime of learning ahead of them, and actually it's really important that our schools and school leaders learn how to operate in these remote environments, because, you know, this could be our life for the next 2 to 3 years, depending on where we go with the virus. And the sooner we learn to be agile and the sooner we understand how we can support our students remotely, the better.
Thank you to Amelia Tapp and Ella Bebko for those interviews, and a huge shout out to James Tapp for conducting them on my behalf. That interview with Claire Amos was from RNZ's Morning Report on Tuesday. You can find the full interview on their website. Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.